The Great Pyramid. You have asked about the Great Pyramid, Cheops, the Bible in stone, as it has been called, with its marvellous passages depicting so graphically these latter days, and especially the low passage, possibly symbolising a period of depression and despair before the enlarging sense of the King's Chamber appears. However, do not forget that this passage of depression is not the passage that the Christian Scientist takes. His passage is the upper passage, which, as one earnest writer many years ago expressed it, is only obtainable by beings who can move upward like the angels of God. You, as true Christian Scientists, are the angels of God. The passage of depression simply symbolizes the tremendous pressure the truth is ever placing on error until there is nothing left of error. The depression deals only with the tumult of human belief, and that tumult is bound to continue until every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to God. The pyramid is true, and it is amazing that there are those who, while not questioning for one moment that God has shown forth the way of the destruction of evil in the printed word, in what is called the Bible, think he could not show forth the same destruction of evil in the word of stone. Cannot the language of mind appear to you as stone just as well as print? Why should one doubt or question this? Science and health declares, soul has infinite resources with which to bless mankind. Is the hand of mind so limited to print that it cannot appear as stone? Language is simply figure of speech. And that figure of speech will always appear in the way you can best understand it. Transportation appeared to you yesterday as the prairie schooner, and today as the aeroplane. But it is transportation just the same. The pyramid can rightly be termed the Bible or miracle in stone. And because it is in stone, it does not the less point to the absolute destruction of all material sense. Remember, however, neither the pyramid nor the history of Israel in their material concept really touches the hem of Christian Science. They merely, in a degree, corroborate the truth of Christian Science. No study of them can aid spiritual understanding in the slightest. Take away the spiritual signification of Scripture, and that compilation can do no more for mortals than can moonbeams to melt a river of ice. Christian Science stands alone in its own purity and perfection, awaiting each one's acceptance.